Welcome back to Throwback Theater. I am your spooky haunted host, Eric Lutz. Thank you for joining. And is it too early to say Happy Halloween? This comes out on Thursday. I'm going to say it anyway. Happy Halloween. Today I have with me Lee.
No.
I feel like I never start with you, so I wanted to.
No, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I am pretty sure you started with him last week.
Sorry, that's an unnamed host.
We're talking to him right now.
Right now. And I also have with me Lucas.
I'm sad that this is our last Halloween one today.
I know. We should just keep it going.
Yeah, let's just make a podcast.
There's not Halloween that many movies.
I will make them.
Yeah, no, yeah, we'll come up with some good ones.
Well, it depends. I mean, if we're talking about just horror or. Or specifically Halloween.
Sure.
Also have Chris
horror.
With me.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, Chris is here too.
Ooh.
Yeah, welcome. So thanks for joining. Today we are taking a look at the movie The Addams Family from 1991.
Yep.
Cool. Perfect. And before we get to that, I have a little treat for you guys. A little something unrelated to the movie, but was related to something that we talked about last time. I have with me here, one for each of you.
Drugs?
A payday.
Bar.
And I think it's only appropriate that we do an on-air review of the payday.
Do we do it now or at the end?
No, I think we do it now.
Okay.
All right,
now hang on a second. So it seemed like to me last time that none of you have had a payday before. Is that correct?
I had not.
Okay.
Maybe have.
Many long time.
I don't seek out paydays. I mean, was this hard to find for you?
No, it was very easy.
Okay.
It looks very sloppily
it's
put
not
together.
Aesthetically pleasing. It kind of looks like the turd in... Don't they use it
in Caddyshack?
Sandlot?
It looks a little homemade.
It does look a little homemade. Yeah.
So it is caramel, looks like, with a bunch of peanuts in it. Pretty much that's it.
Yeah.
So I'll let you guys chew and I'll kind of stall. So I see some head nods so far, so... From my perspective, it seems okay.
If it just had a coating of chocolate on it, it would be perfect.
I think that's a Baby Ruth bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Which I think is what they did use in Caddyshack. Okay. Quiet chewing.
I like it.
Okay, great. Yeah. So five pumpkins from Lucas.
It's not overly sweet, which for most candy bars, that's the case.
And you get a lot of the saltiness from the peanut.
Mm-hmm. It's a more savory treat than it is a sweet one. It would be It would be a good assortment in a bag of sweet candies.
Yeah. I think that's why I like paydays, because I'm not a big sweets guy. It's pretty good balance.
Yeah, I'm more of a salt man myself, too. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Eric.
You're very much welcome. All right. Let me wash that down with a...
What are you doing? A cider. It's nice.
I'm drinking a woodchuck cider. Granny Smith. I was in the mood for some tart. Anyway, back to the Addams Family. So, who all saw this before? I got a hand up from Lucas, who's still chewing.
I saw this.
Chris saw this. I only saw this in passing on TV a lot of the time. I don't think I ever sat down and watched it from beginning to end. But I knew so much of it just from being on TV. Lee?
No, this is one that aesthetically never really appealed to me as a kid. It was kind of just dark and kind of blah looking.
I think it's a little bit more adult theme than, especially the modern ones where they're 3D animated, where they're very much for kids. This sort of had the allure for kids and definitely I think was kid appropriate. But I think a lot more of the jokes were, I don't know, for an older audience.
There was a cartoon of the era. It was called just the Addams Family. It was on Cartoon Network, I believe. Right?
Yes. Really? I don't remember that.
I watched it, but didn't really like it.
I watched a lot of that too. That was, I was telling Hannah earlier that I remember a lot of it from the Addams Family that I remember is from the animated show. Because they incorporated a lot of what this movie created into their visuals. Because I think the animated version came after.
I remember the snapping. In the intro, they all snap.
Well, that's from the original
the original show, which isn't it weird that this month we did three made-for-TV movies and one movie that's based off a TV show? Well, we kind of switched it up.
Actually based the history of the Addams Family as a comic strip from the New Yorker from the 30s, which I think was a take on like the macabre elite of the time. They were supposed to represent like, you know, high society, and they were making fun of them.
Sure. But then it sort of got morphed into making fun of suburbanite sort of stereotype sitcoms. And I mean, one of the things that they did to turn that on the head on their head was really have the husband and wife like love each other and show affection to each other, which I think
is a great thirsty.
Oh yeah. They are. They want to fuck. And I'm sure that we could find many, many Addams Family porns out there if we just one click away.
I want to watch the one where it's just Thing.
Ooh, in the hand. Or
That's Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Cousin It.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a big furry hand job.
Starting off strong. Starting off.
Five stars for that one, I'll give.
And there was also the Munsters was a show on TV at the same time, correct? That the Addams Family was on. Like, they were like, were they competitors for like ratings at the time?
I don't know. I never
watched. Because they were both black and white TV. Mm-hmm.
They were.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm eating on payday.
Yeah, Eric's finishing his payday. Although I did realize watching this, I confused a lot of it with the sequel, Addams Family Values, because I thought Joan Cusack was in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, no, that's the second one, I guess.
Yes.
I somehow have more memories of the
marries
second one.
Uncle Fester.
Yeah.
I believe.
Right. I just thought that she was with him in this one and that it was her plan to steal the
fortune.
Addams Family fortune, but it's not. It's his quote unquote mother.
Yes.
My dad. So one of my memories is when my little brother was very young, still a baby. They went as Gomez and the baby, which is in the second one. They have a baby with a little mustache.
Right. I remember that.
My dad was Gomez and my little brother was the baby with the mustache. I remember that, but that's kind of it. But I do think this is a movie that's always sort of been in the zeitgeist, or at least the Addams Family. And it's sort of gone through this 30-year cycle. Cause if it started as a comic strip in the 30s, TV show in the 60s, movie and cartoon in the 90s, and now, you know, we have another Addams Family coming up.
Yeah.
We have animated ones. Every 30 years, we're gonna see more Addams Family.
It's a fun property. Yeah. What is attractive about it, though? Why do you think that is?
Hot Topic just sells a shit ton of gear.
Yeah, but it's not nearly as much as, like, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Well,
and shit.
I was reading the cultural impact on it, though it was...
How has there never been a sequel to that, by the way?
To what? I'm sorry?
A Nightmare Before Christmas.
I think what would you tell the story?
I don't know, but like it's just one of those. The property makes them so much money. I just can't believe that
they
just
could
out
go
of
to
pure
other,
greed they have.
Other holidays, they could go to all the
anything. Yeah.
Give it 5 years. He's not
anyway,
Tim Burton.
I kind of what were you saying, Lee?
Oh shit, we were talking about the cultural impact, and like, I think the original one was supposed to be more of like a look at high society, whereas it became like a parody on like the horror genre. And I think that it kind of created what we consider modern goth, which is why I think it has more of a cultural pull than a lot of things. Like it inspired.
Well, especially Wednesday's vibes, right?
Yeah.
Like that's
Christina Ricci. I mean, yeah.
But I mean, even before her, like even the original like 60s show, like kind of created these modern motifs that weren't really present in the zeitgeist until that point.
No, I think you're right. And I think a part of that is, because it's an element of mixing, well, like comedy and love. Like there is a lot of charm to everyone in the Addams Family, and with the darkness that I think a lot of people are always intrigued by, even if you're not a fan of like horror movies. So I think those two things together was what makes it unique and what makes it stand out for a lot of people.
I also think that watching it, there's this normalization of weird in the movie, that they are more welcoming than anyone else,
right,
in the
exactly.
whole, like when they go into the suburbia in the movie,
mm-hmm.
you see them being very like kind of like welcoming, like embracing the weirdness of mm-hmm. others to mm-hmm. them,
yeah.
which for us is just normalcy, but everyone just looks at them like they are the biggest, weirdest freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. They embrace who they are and they're not afraid of it.
Yeah.
But I do love when they watch the school play and they're just so miserable and bored. And everyone else is loving it. Well, with that being said, let's talk about this movie a little bit. Addams Family, I don't think we need to go over them too much about who they are. If you don't know the Addams Family at this point, sorry. But I think the story is what threw me off a lot.
Yes.
Which, goddamn, how many Christopher Lloyd movies? Is this six for us?
We have done Dennis the Menace, Camp Nowhere.
Pagemaster. My Favorite Martian. I think there's a fifth one there.
I think you're right. I think we're missing one.
Oh, man.
I want to say there's at least another one that we've covered that has Christopher Lloyd least. In it.
I want to say an animated one with, like, it doesn't matter. So yeah, this is five or six Christopher Lloyd, and Christopher Lloyd is Uncle Fester, but not right away. He is.
I forgot his name.
This plot confused me.
Yes.
As an adult, I'm like, what?
Yeah. So I read on IMDb trivia that it was changed about 2 weeks before they started filming.
Damn.
Wait, the plot was?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
Do you know what it was originally?
Yeah. So basically what it was is it's similar in that in this story, what confused me and a lot of people, it seems, is that there's a guy who kind of looks like Uncle Fester, and he is pretending to be Uncle Fester. The Addams Family think it's actually him. He's been gone missing for 25 years or something. And so he's an imposter. But then you find out at the very end, spoilers, that it actually is Uncle Fester. He has amnesia, which they just throw away in like a line. In the original version, it was just supposed to be that he, I think, is an imposter.
Yeah.
Like that. I think what the IMDb trivia said, which again, it's IMDb trivia, so... was that it was really unclear to even the Addams Family, like the characters that were like, we don't know if this guy's an imposter or real. Mm. Like you need to sort of put something that says this is actually, he is Fester or he's not. Because if he's an imposter, he knows the family so well. He's adapting to all these things so well. Why would he do that if he wasn't actually Uncle Fester?
Because he went, the backstory is he goes missing in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. And he gets amnesia and he's discovered by
this woman who pretends to be his mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And she, what is the direct correlation between those two? And I know there's the lawyer who is the financial lawyer, advisor.
Yes. And he owes
the Addams Family.
Yes. And he owes money. I think he's also their lawyer.
But it's Dan Hedaya.
And he
was actually really good in this.
He owes money to, she's like a collector.
But we don't know why he owes her money.
No,
he,
I don't may, think
he just took
say.
A loan out.
You're telling me that
back.
The spooky Addams Family about the supernatural and all this shit is based around a money heist? Like,
right.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's honestly almost the same exact story as Casper that we did before.
Yeah.
There's a vault that they try to go into. They try to,
yeah. Well, Flintstones? These weird like money heists?
All of them about, based on TVs and comics from the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, I mean, how many movies have we done now where it was based on Josie and the Pussycats? I meant George of the Jungle.
Yeah.
Like many of them based on something from the 60s. The story itself is confusing. But I do want to say before I feel like I'm already talking down to this movie, I really like this movie. Like, it was a really fun watch. I don't really have too many complaints. I enjoyed it.
I think the cast, phenomenal.
Yes.
Everyone kills this movie. Like, they're all slaying it. Raul Julia, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Should have won an Oscar, in my personal opinion.
But I think it's wasted on the story. Because it's like, what story are they telling?
I don't. Well, it's one of those, it's also a movie where they have to, like, introduce a new audience to this world and these characters, and I think they do it in a fun way, because the movie from the get-go, you're just like, oh, okay, this is just the kind of world we live in. Like, we watch Dan Hedaya show up, go into the Addams House, and he's like attacked by like a bearskin rug.
Mm-hmm.
And
the house is alive.
Yeah, everything's like alive.
They start
weird.
Fencing, and he's just on board for it.
Yeah. Oh, that's it's so fun.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I was really confused. I'm like, am I supposed to know what? I don't know.
Eccentric. Gomez Addams is just eccentric.
Yes.
Sure.
And they have these supernatural things in the house. They are just have their own life and their own, like, I don't think that you're supposed to know. You're just supposed to be like that. This is what these people are. And
sure.
The people who know them are okay with it.
Yeah.
Even the gate's alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because when he first comes in, they cut to Morticia. She's like, oh, this Tully's down there playing with Gate.
Well, then, so Gate. We also have Lurch, who is the Frankenstein sort of looking person.
He's the guy from Twin Peaks.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's also in Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Okay,
makes sense.
We have the kids Wednesday and Pugsley Adams. We have the mom,
Morticia,
or the grandmother.
No, the grandmother. Oh, yeah. Which apparently they say it was a cut line either from this movie or the next one where someone's like, "She's your mother," and they're like, "I thought she was your mother."
Oh,
like
that's
they,
funny.
Like they don't know who's mom. Well, she really
I think on the comic strip, it was always Morticia's mother, and then in this movie, and I think on the TV show, they make it be Gomez's mother.
Okay,
so this is why they make the joke that they don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Fester, and then we have some other side characters. Like, who's the dude, the cousin with like the big hump back? They mention him once.
And then there's the twins who are conjoined.
Yeah, Flora and Fauna.
Twin sisters, yeah. Cousin It.
Cousin It.
Fun characters. So what do we say about this movie? Like, we talked about the plot a little bit.
The plot is that the imposter Fester wants to get the money for money's
sake. Wants to get into the vault and get
But ends
money.
Up falling in love with the family.
Yes, because the family is very inclusive.
Yeah.
And embrace him as their own, while his own mother, allegedly mother, does not.
No, she's kind of abusive.
Yeah, she is very abusive. She uses him just for his size and strength. Because I like the first time that he meets the lawyer, he just like pins him against the wall and then like
turns him upside down.
Yeah, with like
it's also weird when he has that like wig on and it's like he has like curly brown hair. It looks so odd. Gross. Yeah, with him like with his pale makeup on.
I watched this like over a week ago, so I'm just really trying to think about moments that I remember well.
The dance.
I was going to say the
Mamushka.
Dance. Yeah.
It's so fun.
Mamushka.
I like their stage where it goes like all Tarantino, where they're just like squirting blood out.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts. And they're standing up and applauding and everyone else is shocked.
Brilliant.
Speaking of the dance, so a lot of these movies, like I think of Flintstones, a key when I think it's like this is a bad movie is when there's one musical number, and usually it's like a dance number as well, when I'm like, this is just a filler. I think the Flintstones is a perfect example of that, where they do Love Shack, I think, and it's like, this is stupid. This I think works really well. I think it adds to the plot, it adds to all the characters. This is maybe the exception.
I agree.
Yeah,
because as I was telling you earlier, Rick, I watch it also during the week, the new animated movie, the first one, and that Mamushka thing is also there. It's apparently is like a tradition. In the animated one is a for the boy to show that he's becoming a man, an Adams. Mm-hmm. So that's why he needs to like perform all these like dance like sword things. Mm-hmm. So again, like I don't know if it's something from the strip itself or even from the TV show, but I agree with you. I think that the song in this one is not just we need 40 minutes. Right. You know, like add another like song in there, which apparently the song is much longer, the original version that they sing, because he's explaining all the story about brothers and on the song as he's doing the whole like Mamushka.
Well, he does sing another time, and that's when they're on the boat on the way to the vault, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, that he just keeps on going and going.
Yeah.
And going.
They're going to the vault. In order to get to the vault, they have to get on a boat and cross like
the river Styx.
Yeah. And underground below their house somewhere.
And he's just belting out singing. There's a wide shot of it. I thought that was great.
The first time that we see him enter we see it from Danny's perspective.
Lion?
Yeah. You hear like the lion roar. He's like, get back.
Yeah. That's great. So what else happens? So as it's going along, Fester starting to. Yeah,
so much of the movie is just like the funny wordplay, because that's like there's so much of it. Like they'll cut to the scene and they're looking for something in the closet and they're like, oh, it's Uncle So-and-so's winter suit.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle So-and-so's summer suit.
Uncle
it's Uncle So-and-so. And it's like a body bag and they just toss it down.
It's a lot of I think the scene that sort of encapsulates it is when Morticia's cutting off the roses from the stem. It's like there is a part of it where it's like everything a normal family would do, they do the opposite. And it's like, yes, but you need to sort of be a little bit creative about that. And there's moments when they do. And I think there's moments when they don't.
The only problem I have is like some of the rules aren't totally clear all the time. Because like at one point Wednesday has her brother like hooked up to an electric chair and they're just playing like Executioner and like, oh, but mom, I'm just going to kill him real quick. She's like,
yeah, that's
all right. Like make it fast.
And I thought about
she
that.
Turns on the electric chair and I'm like, are they like immortal? Because they're like ghouls, they don't.
It's,
or
yeah, it's never really clear. And that's sort of part of the fun. I mean, my thought was you can shock. Like he was
it
shocked.
Doesn't make
he wasn't
me mad. You're right. I think it is just part of the fun of it.
Yeah.
Like, because again, the world's so, it immediately introduces you to how bonkers this world is, or at least the world within the Addams family's estate.
The family,
And I can just get on board with it. I just accept it. I don't know. This was like also like the Barry Sonnenfeld, like, rise to eventually and demise. Because he did like this, then Addams Family Values, then like Men in Black. Mm-hmm. So he was just like hitting it out of the park, and then like, then he did Wild Wild West and got put in movie jail for a while.
I think that's something you sort of just have to accept that. Yeah, they sort of kill each other.
I like the style of this movie.
Yeah.
I think it looks, it has like, it's not Tim Burton. It's its own thing, but it's in that realm.
Tim Burton.
I don't know if I would like it.
Which is weird
because
now he's doing the Netflix Addams Family series.
I think there was like he was already contracted to do something else, so he could not join in. So Barry Sonnenfeld was their third choice, pretty much, was they didn't want Barry Sonnenfeld. He was the only one available that could do it.
I'm glad they did because I kind of like his, like,
yeah, I think it's a
whatever
little,
his vision is.
It's more grounded than Tim Burton, I think, would do it. It would look like Edward Scissorhands. And the fact that it's less exaggerated than that, it sort of puts it in the realm of reality. And that sort of makes you question, like, did they really kill each other? And you can sort of believe why people, I don't know, it just feels a little more grounded that way.
I also like that Gomez also just hits golf balls at his rich neighbor's house.
Yeah.
The judge.
Yeah, the judge.
Sorry.
especially when he wants to. And that comes back when Gomez wants to represent himself in court.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even see the court case. He just lost it. He just instantly.
Well, because he just cuts to the judge and he's that guy. Yeah, and he just automatically like.
Because it's also because Dan Hedaya goes to him. He's like, hey, you want to get rid of him? Like the Addams next
year? Yeah.
I lost my train of thought.
I love his wife, though.
Yeah,
Dan Hedaya's wife who falls in love with Cousin It.
Yes.
She's great.
Oh, what I was going to say was all of the, I mean, you touched on it earlier, but like Morticia and Gomez, they just want to fuck,
it's
man.
It's awesome.
And every time, like, you were a demon last night, do it again.
I think my favorite line is when he comes into the room and she's just laying in bed and he goes, oh, she's so beautiful. Like, I would kill for her. I would die for her. Either way, what bliss. I'm like, oh, that's good shit.
And they're always, he's always speaking in French.
You know how that makes me.
Because
oh.
this is kind of me. The second one's on where they tango, right?
Yeah.
They have like a tango sequence.
Because I think it's also that's how in the movie, in the cartoon, they always have this, which is always what I remember from them, is that every time that he says something, he just grabs her hand and starts like.
Yeah.
And she goes like up and down, like like kissing her. It's like, oh yeah, my shahima.
He's like a not creepy Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're married.
Right, exactly. And she's like, you know.
Okay with it?
Loves him. And not just like a strange woman who's like.
A skunk reaper?
Yeah.
Skunk reaper. Skunk reaper is the new band.
I was just going to say, it's a great name for a punk band. is that our next sticker?
Yeah, canceled for that. What else happens in this movie, guys?
Well,
like I said,
the lawyer finds out that
they kick him out of the house.
Yes, because the lawyer finds out that Fester, Uncle Fester, is the oldest one, and he actually owns the house. The house will go to him and not to Gomez.
Yeah.
So he asks him to kind of get the paperwork and sign it for them.
Is that after the dance, after the party?
Yes,
it is. Yes, because that's I think one of the family members mentions.
Wednesday discovers it. Yeah.
Well, one of the family members mentions to the lawyer that, like they hated each other. They had like this big fight and it was because also he was also the oldest one. So like all of this is his. And then he like clicks on the things like, oh, I don't need him to steal the thing. I can just get the people out of the house. And then we have all the time we need to just find the treasure in this house.
That makes sense.
I just realized also this is Richie Rich. A little bit. It's the same kind of, at the end they have the big fancy vault and it's,
You pretty much every movie has a vault in the 90s.
Richie Rich was also a comic?
It was.
Yeah. From the 60s? And God Casper damn. Also, I believe, was a comic.
Well,
from
so you
the
know that
60s.
In the 60s, people just wanted money all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, things have really changed.
So basically, I've learned that if we're going to adapt a medium yeah. from the 60s that was for children. We just make it about somehow about money.
You guys are thinking about it.
Embezzlement.
We need to buy comic strips that were big in the 90s. And then we can make movies. I'm going to buy Zits. You guys ever read Zits?
Yes.
Yeah.
Family Circus.
Oh, the movie. That, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the...
Kathy.
There's Fox never Trot. Been a Bazooka Joe movie.
Yeah, because Bazooka Joe's dumb, all right?
What about Marmaduke?
And here's the thing.
There's a Marmaduke movie.
Yeah.
Oh, with Owen Wilson.
I'm almost... I would...
Yikes.
I don't know if there's a high Sinatra on one.
I'm willing to bet there is a Bazooka Joe script sitting somewhere in Hollywood.
Almost definitely.
Yeah. So someone's tried it. Yeah.
What about a movie about the character from the Cracker Jack boxes?
Who is that? Do you
Cracker
know?
Jack. I want to see Bazooka.
Yeah, sure.
I want to see a Mad Max style story. Film for Bazooka Joe, where it's he has a bazooka. It's Tank Girl.
Bazooka
it's
Joe. Bazooka Joe.
What about Andy Cap, the spicy French fry guy?
I think we can buy these rights for pretty cheap.
There's never been a Hagar the Horrible movie. That's got to be.
We got to do it.
That would be easy.
Is it a Viking?
Beetle Bailey. Yeah.
Yeah. We can do it. So anyway, getting back to Adam's Family. I kind of liked when they go out into the real world. And that's really short. And I almost wish that could have almost been a separate movie. Because Morticia gets a job working at a preschool. She tells a story about someone dying and all the little kids cry. And I thought those and Gomez is depressed and Wednesday and Pugsley are trying to sell lemonade with arsenic in it. And they have the exchange with the Girl Scout troop, which is
it made from real Girl Scout?
Yeah. And so I like all that. It's super fast. And then what's the climax of it? So they go back to the house.
So there's the relationship between Fester and Fester's mom.
Right.
And she's, I guess, had it with Fester because he's fallen in love with the family. Right.
Right. Yes.
So she pulls a gun out at them, but they're but they're into it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Cause they're the wife tied up and she's like, if you don't go, and get the money, I'm going to kill her. And he's gets a boner. He's like, you tied up there is, and I'm just this is, yeah. And that's the whole thing. So they have to come up with the money and they have to do the bookshelf thing. And then Fester ends up helping them.
Oh, he grabs the book that
with the storm, something with a storm,
which is a Phantom of the Megaplex.
What do you mean?
There's a movie where there's, it doesn't matter.
The tornado and the giant fan.
I almost forgot.
Never forget.
It was only last year. And then they get blown away. Right.
Yes.
Help me remember, guys.
And then in one of the books, I remember if it was the same book, because the book electrocutes Fester, and that's what sparks. That's
I think it is because the story
brings back his memory, right?
Yeah.
And then he puts a light bulb in his mouth and it turns on because that's what he is.
Okay. Yes. So that, I don't know if anyone else remembers this. Lucas probably doesn't, but maybe. Back in the 90s, there used to be this arcade game.
Okay.
And it was Uncle Fester's Challenge or something.
Well, there was one called Fester's Quest.
No, this is not a video game. Oh. It was an arcade game, Fester's but it wasn't Quest. A screen scroll. It was Uncle Fester's head with the light bulb in it.
Yep.
And there were two metal joysticks.
I remember
and
this.
What? You grabbed them, and it would periodically shock you, and they would get stronger and stronger, and you had to hold on to it until it lit up the light bulb in Fester's mouth.
Yeah.
But, not everyone could do it, because, it would hurt your hand, so people would let go, and then you'd lose. But to get the high score, you'd get the high voltage, and you would just have to hold on for as long as you can while it got stronger and stronger.
I don't think it actually shocked your hand.
No, it was a super vibrating super thing. But was still a very unpleasant feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember doing that.
Yeah, it was always at the skating rink. There was always one there.
It's fun.
it kind of was. We should buy one. It would go really good in Eric's decor.
Oh yeah, thank you. I also like the part where Gomez is playing with his train.
And there's someone inside the train.
Yeah, there's someone inside the train. Never explained or anything, but I love that.
I like that one.
And
too.
He's getting angrier and angrier, and that's kind of the whole scene. The whole house is hearing him. But it was a fun scene. I feel this whole movie just is fun scene after fun scene. The story not strong, but just I thought the flow
world,
was great.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's
well.
So character driven and gimmick driven. And I'm fine with that because they do it well.
Yeah.
I think it works. Yeah. The story doesn't need to be super strong. It's there. They have a beginning, a middle, and an end that gets you through it. But really, that's just a way
for you to view all of the shenanigans and weird things
for
about
you to
this family.
The family.
I mean, because really, like, what could the story be? Like, what should it be? Like,
well, I wish we had another week because I would like to do the sequel now that we've done this. Year. But yeah, we'll have to wait. Or I think it's a kind of a Thanksgiving movie.
I think it is too.
Really?
Well, yeah. I know they do a
this
they
one
do
opens
another
with a
play.
Christmas song.
Does it?
It opens with Carol the Bells. And I'm like, what?
Well, because I also, I'm glad that you brought it up because I think the opening is great because it starts with that. And I also was like, wait, what is this? Because I started with this and goes. And then like, it's the camera pans up and then you see the whole family is on top of the house and they have like this cauldron.
Clock.
No, cauldron. No.
They have a cauldron. You're going to just pour this thing
on them.
Yeah, on the carolers in the bottom in front of their house.
Oh, God.
And then, it was a weird way to open the movie.
Because it just cuts and then you just go to the theme. It's just got an opening scene.
I'm looking up when it was released. November 22nd. So
Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it was, like going to be like a Christmassy movie. You guys want to guess the budget and box office while I have it up?
Yes.
I looked it up already.
Okay.
This was a hit.
Like $25 million it cost.
Okay. Chris?
That sounds pretty good. I'll say 22.
30. Hmm. 30 million. Box office.
85.
Okay.
Is that worldwide or just America?
I believe it's whatever Wikipedia has. That's
68.
191.5 million.
This is a huge hit.
Yeah. This was very successful for Orion Pictures.
Well, so I read
they
a
don't
little
exist
bit
anymore, right?
Well, I read a little bit in about Orion, like what happened to them. Amazon owns all of their library. However, when they were making this movie, I think Eric might have touched on this earlier, they were having financial and creative problems, and because they were going bankrupt as this movie was being made, they gave the rights to, I think, MGM, and they only kept the international. They gave the U.S. rights. So they still, like, this movie could have saved Orion, but instead, just to keep them afloat, they sold those rights to MGM and only kept the international funds.
Wow, interesting.
And then they later would go out of business in the 90s.
Wow. I'm going to look up some other Orion Films movies.
Platoon.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm trying to think of ones I can picture their logo, like opening the movie. Yeah. Orion.
Terminator, yeah. RoboCop, Bill and Ted.
Oh, I should have known RoboCop.
Silence
they
of the Lambs.
They went bankrupt?
Yeah.
I mean, but their whole list is,
I'm
yeah,
sure.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot. Their last one was Yuli's Gold. The last one that I heard of was Silence of the Lambs, which also came out this year, 1991. So, yeah.
And that's probably, I think that's a joint venture. Like, I don't think that's just Orion. It's probably another production company as well.
So it ends with them being a happy family and they just do a throwaway line. Gomez is like, you had amnesia and we did actually find you in a tuna net and you're back in the, and I literally paused it after that. And I was like, what did he just say? And Hannah, who's seen this, and she's like, yeah, he had amnesia. I was like, okay. I was thinking this whole movie that it legitimately was just a random guy who looked like Fester, which I would kind of like that story, right? If there was like a creepy weird dude who's not an Adams, who finds the Adams and they accept him.
And he just
like,
becomes Uncle Fester?
Yes, I know that that's kind of a weird thing, but you know, that he was raised by his mom who never encouraged him, anything like that.
So he
gets worse and worse with his life, even though, you know, he was maybe a bad kid, let's say. And he finds the Addams Family and it like turns his life around. I'm like, oh, that kind of would have been a neat story. But it was just, Uncle Fester has amnesia, which was like fine. I mean, it made sense. It worked. Just not the story that I was legitimately kind of shocked by that is what I'm trying to say. Shocked. That's a Fester pun. we're at the end of the movie. Let's get to some ratings and we'll talk a little bit more about things we liked and that'll be that. So -5 to 5 pumpkins. Anyone feel like they're in the negatives?
Oh, yeah, I'm saying.
I probably have the lowest.
I was going to say, let's start with Lee because I think you had some issues.
I don't really have much nostalgia with this. And I think for the same reason I don't really like it now is the same reason I didn't like it as a kid. It just nothing grabs me. Yes, there were funny bits and morbid humor. I mean, I guess it's not really my thing. I just, after watching it, I felt really empty. I'm just like, I was just like, I don't know. I had a few chuckles. The story left me with nothing.
There's no arc. I mean, yeah. Well, Fester has one,
but not really. It's kind of taken away.
It almost
seems
like there's a part where he's like, he almost needed to be in the movie more. We almost needed to see more Fester's struggles.
Yeah.
Like just him alone, because it's...
Who is this? Is he the main character?
Exactly. That's what...
Yeah.
It's Gomez and it's Morticia for most of this movie.
That's
and
a good question. I mean, is this... Like, are you asking me, like, is this Fester's story?
Yeah.
I want to say yes.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah. We, I think that's...
And
sure.
It, if that's the case, which I believe it to be, we need to see him more and struggle more. And there needs to be... sorry. I'm stealing your review. Keep going, Lee.
Yes, and from a art design standpoint, I mean, it's great. I mean, it nails it. It's perfect. This movie could be awful. It could have been a real stinker if they cast the wrong people, if they didn't put the money into the art deck, and it just would have been like a laughing piece movie.
Mm-hmm.
So they did get that right. And I would give it a zero because like I am just so neutral. It's like the movie doesn't do anything for me. I don't hate it. I wouldn't recommend it. Since I can appreciate it for its positives, I'll give it a two.
Okay.
But it's
seem very uncertain,
but it's because yes,
it's generous
too, but yeah, but like the actors nail it. The art direction
given
nails
a one
it.
At that point.
It's,
just be like, oh,
no. Cause like, I think it deserves, like it's shot beautifully. Mm-hmm. Like there are so many technical aspects that can't be ignored.
The graveyard, which we barely even talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really like this movie, but I'm not going to knock it for my stylistic choice.
Sure. That's fair. Which we forgot to mention at the very end, they played Dig Up a Body. Isn't they all go out and they're like, hey, go dig up your uncle. And then even the lawyer's wife is there with Cousin It, who they're digging up bodies. I just wanted to mention that. Okay, we got 1-2 on the board.
I think that would be a fun family tradition to start.
Yeah.
Like every Christmas, you just dig up one relative.
You don't want to go dig it at a graveyard. That'd be illegal. But when I have many bodies in the backyard here, you can just pick any one.
Well, they're not my family, though. I hope they're not my family. How many members of my family have buried in your backyard?
I wouldn't worry about that. That's come on.
No one day you cared.
Do you guys have a number?
Yeah, I can go. I was going to give it 3 pumpkins.
Okay.
3 solid pumpkins. I like this movie aesthetically. I like the way it looks. It feels it plays well for me. I hadn't seen this in a very long time. Like I think I was a child. So I had, muddled this in the sequel. And I think that I like the sequel more, maybe.
They go to summer camp, right?
There is a camp. I don't know if it's summertime or not, but that's where they do like the first Thanksgiving pageant.
Is it the same cast?
I think it's a Thanksgiving movie.
It is.
Yeah, everyone's back. They add Joan Cusack.
And I think they recast the grandmother because the other one might have died. But the second one, I think, is Carol Kane.
Yeah, because it's only a couple, it's only like 2 years, I think, after this one. Yeah, I think it's like 93, 94. Yeah. And now I'm kind of excited to like revisit that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to give it a solid 3 pumpkins. I think it's a fun watch.
Okay.
I like the feel to it. I like what it's doing. And it's not perfect. The story is a little flat. I'm with you guys. I agree. But all in all, I think it's a solid flick.
Okay.
I say check it out.
Do you own it on VHS?
No, I don't. I remember my cousins owning it and watching it at their house. That's, I think, probably the last time I saw the movie, actually.
So but if you find this, or the sequel, please mail it to Chris.
you all have his address.
The VHS copy. Yeah, sure.
We're only talking to Jim right now anyway, so
just mail it to me.
I will I also give it a 3 pumpkins. I think I think the story might be lacking, but it's in this case, there's a lot of the movies that we've done that because none of the other elements work, that the story then is just like non-existent, that makes them a drag. Even though this one, it does not, like the flaws of the story are irrelevant at points that it doesn't take you away.
No, but it could be stronger.
It could.
Like
this could be like a full on 5 if you just like fix the little things, but everything's so entertaining about it. I love this world. It's right up on my alley of design and style for it. I think it's great for even kids to watch because the horror elements are cartoonish, for lack of a better word.
It's
like
fun
all,
macabre.
Yeah. So like it's nothing that would put like you'd have nightmares forever, but it starts like just giving you little hints of it so you can explore from there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would highly recommend people watching this. I think it's highly entertaining.
Yeah, I'm gonna piggyback off that and give it a 3 as well. I really want to give it a 4, but well, I'll explain why in a second. But as far as positive things, like I want to see this more at like movie screen. Like I feel like a lot of movie theaters, especially single screen theaters, you know, they show Hocus Pocus, they'll show Halloween, they'll show, you know, those sort of things. And I never see this movie in one of their lists, and I feel like it could be. Again, I mean, the story is not great, but it's the world that, and it's the characters that everyone loves. And I mean, we didn't even talk about Christina Ricci in this. We
Angelica Houston. I know, yeah, we barely Angelica said Houston, their actual like, names.
Because it's, but they're all great. And they really bring into life. So I could give it a 4 because I could see that in these bigger environments. But so on top of the story, or maybe in addition to the story, there's no stakes. There's no high highs. There's no low lows.
No, once, I mean, what the lowest low is like they get kicked out of the house.
Yeah. And that's doesn't even feel low because like I said earlier, it's now they're out in normie world and they're having these cute, fun little actions. It should be a low for Fester. Like, I mean, there is a low, but I just think it should be lower. And I think, yeah, those, the story dynamics can be, I don't know, a little bit changed there, a little bit different. So I'm going to give it a 3 as well.
What is the, cause there's, I think one of the lowest low is when Gomez for the first time fully believes that he's being duped, which I forgot. Cause like
it comes in like the middle of the story.
Yeah. Cause like, he asks his brother something and then he answers
the secret password.
Is it the password? I was trying to remember this right now because doesn't remember or says like the wrong thing. And that was again, it's something kind of silly, which I think what makes me appreciate more because there's a bunch of stuff that he's doing before that is obviously that he's not the brother that he thinks it is. But then
the kids know like right away.
It's sort of pretty much everyone knows. Yes. Like Morticia knows. Like
But like he's like full on like sold to the idea that he was missing his brother so much. And I think again, I think that's the heart of this movie is what keeps the watch so easy. It's because like that his reaction is so genuine with his brother and he's having fun. And then when he finds out, he has like this whole breakdown.
Yeah.
Which is great.
But that comes at a weird time. Because he has this breakdown but then he's also he's convinced again after that.
Well, because that when they do the mamushka dance a little bit after that is when he fully on then believes again that.
Right. Which it makes sense because it is actually Fester. But I want to see a part where Fester rejects it. Like his low, he's like, I'm not an Adams. And he tries to grow his hair back out again. And he wears like normal clothes again. And he's like, no, I'm not. Like I'm this other person. And I don't know. Like that's what I want to see. But that never really happens.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
He does catch a sword with his mouth, though.
Oh, and his throat. Pretty
impressive, yeah.
He throats it.
He deep throats it.
He deep throats that sword.
Any other final thoughts?
Yes, I have a funny story. I accidentally stumbled at today. The guy, the actor who plays Pugsley, his name is Jimmy. Let me guess,
is he dead now?
He's not.
Okay, wow, all right.
But his name is like Jimmy James I think Workman is his name, which is like already like a weird name. He has no really other credits besides this in Adam's Family 2. And then he has like little like uncredited roles and things. So he has like about like 30 acting roles, all pretty much in the 90s. And then in 98, the other credit he has there is as a PA on a different movie.
Which one was it?
I forget.
I thought you were going to tell me it was one we covered.
No. It's not one of that we covered. And then now he works as a driver and a transportation coordinators for other movies.
So he kind of went down.
He went the opposite way that people do. Instead of like starting as crew and then becoming like a producer. Or he started as an actor. And then slowly works himself into a driver / transport coordinator, which I find it fascinating.
Yeah, I want this imagine this scene. Just are you comfortable back there, Mr. Pitt? Yeah, I'm fine. So you look familiar. Pugsley? scene.
Yeah, like I was reading this today because I was like, oh, because like Christina Ricci became like famous and doing all this other stuff.
She's still great.
Yeah. Yes. And then I was like, oh, like, let's, because also apparently the brother was older than her already in this, the actor. Or no, the actor is younger, but he's supposed to be older than her. And I was like, oh, like, what has he done? Like, what have we like accidentally seen of
maybe
him?
Maybe he just loves driving. And yeah. Then, yeah. Maybe, yeah, he's found his true calling.
Because I mean, if you see like in this movie, he doesn't have to do much. Like Pugsley has very little to do.
Right.
Which I think is like is just a common thing because even on the animated one, they give him a little bit more. But because I think the look and style of Christina Ricci of Wednesday is so much more popular. That's why she has a show coming out from Netflix and not
Pugsley
or Pugsley or just like the Addams Family.
Well, also, sorry, I was just thinking. I've watched some episodes of the original show. And Pugsley's in it a lot more. And like the first few episodes, like one is like Pugsley wants to join like the Boy Scouts. And so Gomez is throwing a fit because he's like, no, like that's a healthy activity. Like my son's going to stay home and like kill spiders or whatever. And so he is much more active in the show. I think that's maybe a good idea for this story. Whereas like Pugsley wants to do normal things and the rest of the family is like, no, what the hell? You can't do that. We got an A on your test. What the fuck are you thinking? You know, I don't know. Just an idea.
That's fun.
I also really like the scene with Christina Ricci. I forgot who she's talking to, if it's a lawyer or not. But she keeps just like turning around and shooting the arrows. And they all just keep finding Uncle Fester on the wall, like the second floor. Yeah. And it doesn't matter where she points. It just like automatically just like
it's fun.
Goes into him.
It's a fun movie.
There's another thing. There's a notoriously awful video game from the Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Fester's Quest?
Yeah.
That's not based on this movie, though,
no,
is it?
But I think that, you know, they had, this was kind of before video games were
is
like.
Is this an angry video game nerd?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I mean,
it's actually one of his more like iconic.
Okay.
Yeah. Watch it. And it was known for being an awful video game even before that. Mm-hmm. And back before games got like direct rights to movies as much as you saw in the 90s. This was probably just they bought the rights separately and released it around the same time. Mm. And it focused, like, it's not Christopher Lloyd on the cover, though it looks like him, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bald, pale man.
Yeah.
It's going to be my Halloween costume. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what else do you need from me?
So the main character is your Fester with, like, a ray gun. And and it's like, how did they fuck that up? Well, they do.
Fester's a famous ray gun. We all know it.
Yeah.
Featured prominently.
Yeah, you know,
Fast Hand Fester.
The Easter eggs on this? A bunch of ray guns behind him every time?
I can't hit. You say Fest. What's it called? Fester's Quest? There's a dumb Tim and Eric thing where they refer to Fester's Feast, and that's all I can think about. I want to say Fester's Feast every time I want to say Fester's Quest. I can't do it. Okay. Final thoughts? Anything?
Is there a video game based off this movie, though?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think so. I
don't know. Guess we'll look it up.
I think there was still like kind of the early stages of video games being that from the
Yeah, but this
IPs.
Is like the era where like you had Lion King, Jurassic Park, like those were all Sega games.
It would have been a really boring, you're in a haunted house, the enemies are bats and skeletons.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, well, with that being said, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you find us on all the social media stuff. Stick around for the trailer for next week's movie, even though it won't be spooky. Enjoy your candy and your ghosts and goblins and your Halloween parties.
Oh, you wanted to.
And have yourself a happy Halloween.
November 27th.
Mister, you okay in there, right?
Beware the cyborg.
This appears to be some kind of map.
This is the moment Jim Hawkins had always dreamed of.
Whoa, treasure planet.
Now, he's determined to go for it.
This is my chance to set things right.
I don't want to lose you.
Make you proud.
Robert Louis Stevenson's greatest adventure, Treasure Island, as it has never been seen before.
All hands to station!
Walt Disney Pictures presents Treasure Planet.
How cool is this?
What are you looking at, weirdo?
Yeah, weirdo.
Brace yourself.
Oh, what a pleasure to meet you, Jimmy.
It's Jim.
And you are? I want to say Larry.
He may be on a quest for gold.
Gonna make people see me a little different.
Mr. Silver?
Cyborg.
But he better watch out for Silver.
Change in plotline!
Pirates on my ship!
Oh, mama.
We move now!
This isn't over yet.
Sometimes...
Come on!
Courage can be the greatest treasure of all.
You think a pup like you can take on the likes of me?
Watch me.
Treasure Planet.
Captain Flint?
In the flesh! Except for skin, organs, or anything that resembles flesh.